New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced that the center will establish fast-track courts to ensure speedy trials and strict punishment in paper leak cases, as protests over alleged examination irregularities continue to intensify in the national capital. In a post on X, Modi said that protecting the future of students remains a top priority and warned that those responsible for compromising examinations would face strict action. Nothing is more important than the welfare and future of our youth. We have decided to set up fast-track courts to ensure swift and stringent punishment for those involved in paper leaks. I have directed the concerned authorities to take all necessary steps. Those who try to harm the future of our youth will not be spared, the Prime Minister said. The announcement comes as demonstrations in New Delhi, led by the activist group Cockroach Janta Party, CJP, entered another day. The group has been demanding accountability over paper leak incidents and has called for the resignation of Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan. Opposition parties have also extended support to the protests, which have disrupted the ongoing monsoon session of Parliament. The unrest follows the controversy surrounding the NEET UG 2026 examination held on May 3. Allegations of large-scale paper leaks and irregularities prompted the National Testing Agency, NTA, to cancel the examination, which was taken by nearly 20 lakh candidates, and schedule a fresh test on June 21. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, which later took over the probe, has arrested several suspects, including coaching center operators, teachers and individuals allegedly linked to the examination process across multiple states. Meanwhile, the July 20th Kalo Sansad protest continues to attract participants from across the country. Students, parents and supporters have been arriving in Delhi from states including Punjab, Haryana, Rajasthan and Uttar Pradesh, many traveling overnight to join the demonstrations. Volunteers at the protest site said fresh groups have continued to arrive throughout the day, carrying backpacks, banners and flags. Several participants said they decided to join after following the protests on social media and witnessing the growing public support. The protest has also seen participation from people across age groups, including school students and senior citizens, reflecting the widening concern over the integrity of competitive examinations. By Thursday evening, large crowds had filled the protest venue, with more demonstrators continuing to arrive.